This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. More transcripts have been released from the closed-door impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Washington is bracing for articles of impeachment to be drawn in the House. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
It was clear Tuesday that the seemingly inexorable march toward impeachment is further separating an already divided Congress. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham blasted House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
I've written the whole process off. I'm writing him off. I think this is a bunch of BS.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer tried to take the high road.
This is one of the most serious responsibilities the Constitution gave the Senate, and it ought to be done in a down-the-middle, fair, bipartisan way.
Public hearings in the House could begin as soon as next week. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Gunmen killed 9 women and children in the bloodiest attack on Americans in Mexico in years. Reuters' Zachary Goldman reports.
The horrific murders of 9 members of an American family in Mexico prompted outrage in Washington and calls by President Donald Trump for Mexico to wage war on drug cartels. Cell phone footage of a charred and bullet-riddled car purports to show the scene where 3 adults and 6 children, members of the LeBaron family, were attacked by unknown gunmen Monday. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Tuesday said he grieved for the victims.
I send an embrace of condolence to the whole LeBaron family, to the family members of the victims. This is a terrible tragedy because children and innocents lost their lives.
López Obrador also thanked Trump for his support, but said he didn't think Mexico needed foreign intervention at this time.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. The top general for U.S. military operations in Africa visited Somalia Tuesday to meet with leaders and discuss the fight against extremists in the Horn of Africa nation. For more news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian media showed equipment upgrades at some of the country's nuclear facilities. It may further erode Iran's deal with the world powers and came as the U.S. slapped new sanctions on individuals linked to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
Iran appears to be walking further away from its 2015 nuclear agreement with world powers. On Tuesday, President Hassan Rouhani announced that it will start injecting gas into the centrifuges at one of its nuclear facilities. The gas accelerates the process of making high-grade nuclear material from uranium. A day earlier, Iran said it would also replace some centrifuges with newer models, claimed to work 50 times faster. Iran has long demanded that the remaining signatories of the nuclear agreement, that is, European powers, Russia and China, protect his country from sanctions. Rouhani says if the Europeans hold up their end of the bargain, the treaty can be salvaged.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Tuesday was Election Day in the U.S., with state legislatures and some governorships up for grabs. One of the most watched is the Kentucky governor's race, which remains up in the air. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Despite an election eve rally by President Trump, Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin trails Democratic challenger State Attorney General Andy Beshear by a few thousand votes out of 1.4 million cast. Bevin telling supporters,
"We are not conceding this race by any stretch. Not a chance."
Beshear, for his part, is claiming victory.
Voters in Kentucky sent a message loud and clear for everyone to hear.
There is no mandatory recount law in Kentucky. In order for a recount, Bevin would need to seek and win a court approval. He does have the option to ask counties to re-canvass their results, which is a check of the actual vote tabulation. Democrats gain control of both the Virginia House and Senate, giving the party control over the legislature as well as the top statewide post for the first time in more than 20 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading to Germany on Wednesday to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. He is attending to underscore what U.S. officials say is the need for continuing a strengthened transatlantic partnership. Self-exiled Cambodian opposition party founder Sam Rainsy says he will return to the country on Saturday to face arrest. This follows a mass crackdown at home on opposition activists and detention of members of his banned party. In 2 new studies, the Journal of the American Medical Association says 1 in 4 American high schoolers and 1 in 10 children in middle school have used an e-cigarette in the past 30 years. For news on the go, please use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.